Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome and greetings. This is April with you again. Man, fall is in the air here in Alaska as the trees are beginning to drop their leaves and the temperatures are changing, and we're seeing the beauty of the season changes up here. It's just one of those days where even though it's a little bit overcast and even though it's a little bit chilly, it still has such a vibration of excitement, and it happens that way a lot of times when we're going through season changes. We'll get those feelings of excitement. We'll get those feelings of newness that are coming in with the different seasons as they're changing. So I'm kind of excited to share this day with you and this time with you. I am taking calls during the program, so if you have any questions or if you want to see if we'll make any contact for you, please feel free to give us a call, because who knows, there may just be something really important that somebody wants to share with you, and this is a great way to find out. I did want to let you know that on my website there are some products there that could be enhancements to your everyday life. There's different guided meditations, there's a teaching CD, there's a teaching class, there's a number of different things that we're doing, and we're expanding every day the different things that we're doing and we're working on. And I'm at the process of one of my books is now at editoring, and we're getting ready to have that released really soon, and it's called Claire What? Understanding Clairvoyance, Clairessence, that type of book. It's going to be really a fun piece for people to read and learn, because it's going to have exercises and practices and that type of things in it. So it'll be exciting to share. And you can find out about our products on whitewolfapril.com. And if you want to email me to ask me any questions about any of the products, please feel free to april@whitewolfapril.com. I've also recently been led to begin a network type of communication, where if you want to be able to communicate and receive messages and that type of thing during any time during the week, during the day, that type of thing, give me a quick little checkout on this site, and it's acrosstheveil.ning.com, and you can sign up to be a part of that. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, April. Is this a new time for you?
I'm actually doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday now, yes.
Oh, how exciting. I love your shows, and I just got lucky. I stumbled on this one today. Wonderful for me. Could you have any message you wanted to share, anyone you're connecting with, for me, April?
When I first saw your name come on the screen for me that you were calling, apparently you have, I'm hearing like three or four different people. I'm hearing first off that there's like an auntie that's on the other side, somebody that you would have considered an auntie?
Yes, yes.
Okay, she is very much around you right now. Is this fairly close to somebody's transition time a few years past?
Yes. You know what? August? Is this August? No, October. I'm not sure, April. I don't know. There's been so many.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm getting that you're also close to the time when somebody transitioned, and they're also very close by you right now. There's a number of them that are kind of, have you been looking for guidance? Because that's what they feel like they're there for.
Yes, I have.
Okay. It really feels like you're being helped a lot from the other side, because I'm seeing the one who was considered auntie, not just your aunt, not just a relative, but auntie. She's using that real specific verbiage there for me to make sure I shared that with you. And then they keep showing me that somebody passed at this time, that there's an anniversary date to their arrival home, to the celebration of their arrival home. And I'm hearing hang in there. I'm hearing that the answers are there. You have to go inside.
Oh, that's good.
There, I'm hearing that the answer that you're looking for is already there, but you have to go inside to find it.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That's very powerful.
Yeah, I'm hearing that more so from the person who is just celebrating their transition, not just celebrate because they didn't just transition, but the ones that transitioned at this time period.
Right.
It feels like it's been within like a 3-week time period that their anniversary date of their passing or their arrival home, whichever you like to look at it as, is right around now. So you may want to look back in your old family history to find out who this one is, if you're interested. This one also tends to come through as a mentor, come through as a little bit of a mentor, I'm just hearing that word mentor, giving you that little bit of nudging, giving you that little bit of encouragement and helping you to become stronger. I almost want to say this one passed when you were single digits, when you were in your single digit ages.
You know, I had a father that died when I was 5. I wonder.
That's very possible then, yes. He's not identifying himself in that position, but that's very possible because he's showing me single digits age being very much like a mentor, very much like a parent would be. If they were alive, there, you know, you can kind of ask them or get nudges from them on things that you can do and that kind of stuff. That's one of the things I'm feeling from this energy.
Oh, I love it. And I always do feel like he's around me at times really strongly, you know, my whole life. It's a very comforting feeling. So it's really nice.
Right. He is a very strong energy. He has a very, for lack of not wanting to sound like I'm being punny, very fatherly energy, like don't mess with my daughter. I'm here to protect her kind of thing. Kind of that father nature energy with him. Very strong. Very strong energy.
Well, you sure made me happy. Thank you for your insight, April. Doctor.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Love you. What?
Did you have any questions you wanted to ask?
No, whatever I needed to hear was probably
okay.
What you shared. It was good.
Okay, sounds good then. You have a great rest of the day.
You too, April. Thank God. Bye. God bless.
Bye-bye. Oftentimes when they come through with their messages and they come through with their words of encouragement and hope, sometimes it gets so exciting that it's so neat to have that warm fuzzy to know that, yeah, we have someone who's there with us. We have someone there who is guiding and being a part of our lives still. And that's exciting. I know when I my grandmother passed when I was very young, and in her passing, a lot of people were like, oh, you didn't get to know Grandma, you didn't get to know my mom, is what my mother would say. But I know her so in-depthly because she has been a very pivotal point in my life. And that's exciting when we make a connection like that. And even though we lost someone who we may have been at a very young age when it happened, and they still can communicate and they can still connect with us, that can be so encouraging. It can be so uplifting. I was sharing before I got the phone call about a new site that I have set up. It's called crosstheveil.ning.com, and it's kind of like a social networking area, and in there I'm going to be putting in messages that I get off and on to share with different people, and I'm inviting people to, if you'd like to join that network, to feel free to join that network, to do some postings. You can ask questions there, and we can do some communications that way. Felt really led to do that the other day, and I just, ever since I've activated it, I just feel like there's a really positive, strong communication place now where we can share with one another. And the beauty of the radio, I'm able to share with you on the programs here, and I'm able to share with you the information, but this gives us another avenue as well. I'm really excited to have that, to add to the ability to communicate and share these messages. They've really been stressing with me the importance of how it is to get these messages out. Messages come through daily for me, so if there's times where you think you have a question for me, please feel free to send me an email as well if you don't want to connect on that other, and that's april@whitewolfapril.com, because sometimes there's messages that come through and I'm documenting and I'm keeping track of them, and I feel like, man, I wish I knew who this was for so that I could share it. So that's the beauty of the radio programs. That's the beauty of this new social networking that we set up. I have the message that came through for the caller, that the answers are found within. I have heard that two or three times now since we've had her call. And I believe she's not the only person that this message is meant for today, that the answers are found within ourselves. Sometimes we get so busy trying to look everywhere else and trying to figure out things and try to understand things that we forget to look inside ourselves, look inside of who we are and find that answer going inside, that we have the answer to absolutely everything within ourselves. We just need to reach deep within ourselves and bring that forward. They're showing me the importance of going inside, that not always looking externally, not always going to find an answer in a book, or maybe not always going to find an answer to our problems outside of ourselves. They're just really, really reiterating this over and over again, that the answers to things that some of us are looking for are going to be found inside. There's not any person, not any place, not anything can fill those questions and fill those spots. It's the importance of knowing and going internally. Hearing that really small little voice inside that wants to give us some insight, or hearing the message from the angels when we go inside and we're in a meditative time and we're in a quiet time and we're in a very a private time or quiet space, hearing that inner voice, that inner guidance, that inner knowledge. I do want to say, though, you don't ever want to entertain or hear or listen to any voice or any guidance that might come through that would tell you to do harm to yourself or to another. We don't entertain those guys. They're not the positive guys, and we don't want them in our space. So we just turn around and tell them, pack it out, get out, go away. We don't want them around. But those small voices inside, those guiding voices, that little nudgings that we need for the directions of which way to go. There's somebody who's seeking an answer, really seeking an answer to a life-changing reality that's going on, and they're wanting me to tell you, look inside. The truth lies within yourself. Like I shared with the other woman earlier who had called, it's the same type of energy, looking within yourself, going within yourself, because the truth lies inside your own skin, lies in your own heart path. I'm also hearing that there's another person who has been trying every different angle, every different possibility, and just really feels like they've kind of got their back up against a wall. I'm actually seeing a brick wall with a person standing there, their body completely pressed up against this wall, and their arms out at their sides and up, and their hands up towards their heads, and they just feel like they're just pressed right up against that wall. And your guides want you to know that you don't have to stay there. Your guides want you to know that you can pull yourself away from that situation. You can pull yourself away from feeling in that manner. It almost feels like you feel like you've gotten caught in a centrifuge where the gravitational pull has just pulled you to this point where you feel like you're so stuck and so connected right there because of everything that's gone on that you forgot you can move. And your guides are really showing me, please tell them to take that step forward, pull their arms back down, bring their own personal strength forward. Go inside yourself, because the answer to what it is you're trying to resolve actually resides there. It doesn't reside out in the financial world. It doesn't reside out in the economic situations. It doesn't reside outside of your space. It resides right where you're at within yourself. I'm also hearing that we're still with a person who feels like their back is against the wall. I'm also feeling like you have really given away a lot of your own personal power, a lot of your own personal strength to other people without charging yourself back up. The importance of that, they're showing me, is that that's part of what's put you against the wall as well, is that even though you're doing things in love, you're doing things in kindness, it's drained your bank. It's drained your essence. It's drained your space where you're at. Reclaim that. Drop back to yourself. Bring it back to yourself. Know that everything's fine. Just go inside yourself is what they're rebuilding that thought process again. I'm hearing to share a little bit of an insight on meditation with you, because a part of this going inside of ourselves is that. It is that connection with being able to meditate, being able to quiet the mind, being able to get to a relaxed state in our beings. Get to that relaxed state as to who you are. And allow yourself that privilege. Allow yourself that right to enter into those quiet moments. Those quiet moments don't have to be a big fanfare of, I'm going to take an hour every day and I'm going to close myself in the dark closet and I'm going to have the right incense burning and I'm going to have the right music playing and I'm going to sit in this right position. That's not the meditation that I'm referring to. Some people need that type of meditation. Some people need that form of communication. But for those that are being led and guided right now to find those inner answers, those inner directions, that inner voice, they're saying quiet time, quieting the mind, being able to bring yourself into that quiet state through allowing yourself time of just quietness. And distractions are limited. Limiting your distractions, limiting the outside interference, even if it's for a minute or two during the day, even if it's for that brief moment when you can sit at a traffic light and you can just kind of keep your eye on the light, but your mind is not really thinking about the fact where you're at. and allow yourself that quietness right there in that time frame. Staying conscious, of course, of traffic around you, people around you, and that type of thing, but allowing yourself that quiet moment that you can snag a minute anywhere. Doesn't have to be a big fanfare. It is one of the things that they're stressing in finding those quiet times, in finding those moments of going inside, that peaceful time, that the journey within is what I'm hearing, that journey within, finding that the answers are there. I've been hearing this song all morning long, something about joy unspeakable and full of glory. I know that's a song from someone who is wanting me to share the message with their loved ones that now that they've arrived home, their life is full, their essence is full, not their life. Their essence is full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. That they're home, and that you have felt like maybe this person wasn't going to go home. You thought maybe this person had lived a life that was less than perfect, so maybe they were actually, in your mind, not destined for the road to go to home. They want you to know they did, that they're actually in a very wonderful space, in a very wonderful place, and they are now able to see some of the ills that they had done, the situations that they had caused, that caused grief and heartache for others, and they've been able to make peace with that. And they've sent peace, they've sent love, they've sent things in ways that humanly, we can't, having a life experience, we can't understand. It's like when you feel their presence and they're in your space, that it almost has a vibration of glory, of just reverence. The words, I'm having trouble finding the words for what they're trying to express to me, but it's just such a divine release for them. There's someone who passed this love back to them as this person had passed, that even though they were a stinker, this person passed love unconditional, love of such a high vibration to them that it helped them evolve to this place, and they're just real. I'm hearing the song over and over again in my mind, that it's that joy unspeakable and full of glory. That was what was arriving home was for this person. That's what this whole process was for them, was that joy, that exuberance, that celebration, that beauty of being home, and knowing that their path has been one that has been greatly blessed for having been in the family and in the membership of the human interactions that they had. The conversation they're giving me is really hard for me to grasp the exact words that they're trying to share, because they are so just elated, just exuberating, just vibrating with this joy and this happiness, having arrived home and having gone home. I had a gentleman one time who, when I was doing some work, his energy had come in, and he was just kind of stuck, and he was just kind of in a place that he hadn't made that transition. He hadn't seen the light. He hadn't seen the reality of his passing. And as I was communicating with him, he shared with me that he knew that he couldn't be dead. He said, "I can't be dead." And we would kind of banter back and forth, and I finally said to him, "Why is it that you feel that you can't be dead?" And he said, "Because I lived such a bad life, and I did things so bad, and people told me that because of who I was and what I did, that I was destined to go to hell. And I haven't found hell." And the message through all of that with this person was that when we go home, we go home to heal. We go home to get stronger. We go home to get for our souls to move forward, and we evolve through that. And so through the conversation, we were able to help him see the light. We were able to have someone else from the other side who he had a very strong positive connection with, able to help him over onto the other side. And the energy of the excitement from the gentleman that I was just speaking of, who was bringing in that song, Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory, he said, even though that was how people had perceived what my life was and where I was supposed to go, when I crossed, it was not. I came home. He's, that excitement, that exuberance is from the reality of his returning home. The same as it was for this other gentleman who came back to me a few weeks after we had had that session. He came back and he had showed me and he had said, do you remember me? And I was, well, you're going to have to be a little bit more specific. And he then revealed to me he was the one who felt that he had been lost and that he couldn't have been dead because he was supposed to go to hell, because that's what everybody told him that was going to happen to him. He said, my life, my reality, my understandings have been so changed and so shifted, and realizing where I've come from and who I was. It was just a beautiful reconnection with that soul, that beautiful person. And so it's exciting when I get someone who comes in who's, even though they've lived a less than perfect life and they may have gotten caught up into some of the things that happened in their lives, that once they arrived home, the healing can begin. Unfortunately, it wasn't able to begin in the physical human form, but we know that in the end there is that knowing that they're going to be okay. And the excitement that this one had brought through was just tremendous. Be at peace. Don't get so caught up in details. I'm hearing this message come through very strongly. They're wanting me to share this to everyone who's listening. Be at peace. Don't get caught up in the details. Don't get so caught up in all of the little things here and the little things there and the little things in here and the this trivial thing and that trivial thing, but be at peace. As things are beginning to evolve in your everyday life, if you get caught up in the drama of them, they're saying, you're actually going to get caught up, and it's going to start spiraling you in a negative vibration. It's going to start taking you in a backward spin, which is going to open the channel for things to start going down the toilet, is what they're showing me. Don't get so wrapped up in that. As the things are beginning to evolve, as the events are beginning to happen, as things are beginning to come into play, allow yourself to see the beauty of it, to see the peace in it, to see yourself working through the situation, but not picking away at every little piece of detail. The people that this is for, you're tending to be scrutinizers to the point of making yourself miserable, making the other people around you miserable, situations being miserable, that type of thing. And they're showing me that this is not for your highest vibration. This is not for drawing you and helping you realize the beauty of who, what, where, and when that your life is. Allow the peace of life to be there. Don't get caught up in the drama. Don't get caught up in the details. But allow your life to unfold in the path that it's going to unfold. You may be the type of person who has been trying really, really hard to get everything just right, get everything just perfect, be the perfect person, be the model person, not have this habit, not have that habit, not do this, not do that. And you're drawing yourself out, you're draining yourself out because you're getting so wrapped up in all of this. You're getting so caught up in all of those details that you're forgetting the beauty of life is going through the different lessons, is going through the different beautiful experiences that we're going to have. And it's the mindset of these experiences that we need to move forward with strength. They're saying, don't get caught in the details. Don't get caught up in everything that's happening around you. As things begin to evolve in your everyday life, handle, deal with, experience, express all of those things to the highest vibration. If you're having a situation that needs some guidance in, maybe the drama of it's a little bit out of control, let's say, if you just simply turn to divine source, if you just simply turn to the divine higher essences, your God source, so to speak, and allow them to help you deal through it, help you see through the situation of it, and allow you to become stronger through it. Don't get caught up in the little trivial details. Don't get caught up in the small things. They're not worth it, is what I'm hearing to share with you. They're not worth getting so wrapped up into because your answers aren't there anyhow. That takes us back to the message they were sharing earlier, that the messages aren't in the small details. The messages aren't in the small things that are happening. They're inside. When we go inside of ourselves, that's when we can find that everyday peace, that everyday happiness, that everyday knowing that I know that I know that I know. I know that I know that we're going to be fine. I know that I know that there's going to be food on our table. I know that I know there's going to be power in the electrical box because everything's fine. I know that we're going to have heat. I know that we're going to have air conditioning. Whatever you personally need in your space and in the reality around you, you can know that you know that you know within yourself that things are under the divine care of the Master Creator and the divine hand. That resonation is just so strong right now to be shared with those that are hearing the program today. To know that it's all taken care of. This is all taken care of before we've even begun the process, before we've begun the journey, before anything has even begun to transpire in our lives. Things are under control. Things are taken care of us, and it's when we get ourselves so wrapped up in it that we cloud those answers and we shut them down and we push them away from ourselves and we move away from the reality and the truth. And they're really wanting me to share that. Be at peace. Be at peace. Be quiet. Be still. Know that it's okay. No, go inside. Find that ability to know that you know that you know that everything is taken care of. There's this entourage of angelic energy that has come in that's just, the whole room is just vibrating with this power, this love, this angelic host has brought in that peaceful, that river flowing of love and light and healing that comes when their presence is around. They help us do the battle. They help protect us. They put their wings around us. They give us that gentle. I'm seeing the statue of Isis with their arms outstretched. That I'm seeing that type of energy, that strength, that warmth, that love, that comes from the angelic beings as they have their arms outstretched. I'm hearing the words again, be at peace, don't get caught up in the small details. And that's the message that they wanted to share with a number of you that are hearing the program, either through archive or hearing the program today, is to know that you can know that you know that you know when you follow that inner guidance, that quiet voice, the one that brings love, light, and healing. that you can know that everything is okay. You can move forward with peace. You can move forward with confidence. And you can find the answers when you look inside. There's a woman who is needing to channel her energy a little bit different. The message is coming through from, I want to say a teacher, not necessarily a guide. I know that teachers and guide are similar, but this is a teacher. You're in a lesson state right now, and you're spending some time learning to do different modalities, types, and styles. And they're telling me that you need to channel your energy a little bit differently, that your energy you're channeling is too broad, it's too big, it's not focused enough, it's not pinpointed enough, and they want you to channel that energy a little bit more focused, a little bit more centered. It's kind of like when we go somewhere and we're trying to help everybody and we're trying to do everything, that our energy can get really scattered and it goes every which direction. It goes out and about and here and there and everywhere. They want you to bring that energy in. They want you to channel that energy a little bit differently. They want you to draw it back to yourself. Don't have all these little fingerings out of energy. What I'm seeing is they're showing me as you like a ball, and in this ball form, you're strong. You have so much to offer. You have so much to give. But it's when that ball starts getting these little energy puffs that come out of it, it's kind of like a leak, that as this energy starts coming off of this ball, that you're starting to deplete. You're starting to wear yourself thin. You're expressing yourself out too far, and you're not focusing and channeling your energy enough in one. I don't want to say one set thing, because that's not what you're needing. You're extending it out too far, and I'm trying to find the right way to word this so that you'll understand this message is for you. And that you'll know this message is coming for you. It's kind of like when you get up during the day and you know you've got a busy day today. And in your day you've got to go to work, but you also have to figure out how to take care of the post office. You have to make sure you take care of the banking. And you have to pick up things from the dry cleaners and drop the kids off at the daycare. Your life has just gotten all these little fingerings of activities that have to be done. But you need to draw that in energetically, and rather than see it as the craziness of it, you're able to put it all in this little ball and in this little nucleus of channeling the energy in a positive vibration. They're just really showing me that you're draining yourself out really fast. You're gonna be in burnout before you know it, because you're putting out too much and all these other different directions and all these other different ways. Bring that energy back into a focus. Bring that energy back into a center point of being, and you're going to be fine. Also, getting the message that you've asked your guides for some help, and you were given some answers, and when the answers came in, you really questioned them. You really sat there and looked at them and said, wait a minute, that really can't be the answer that I should have. Or you've sat back and you've said, that's a fantastic answer, but I'm not worthy of that kind of answer. I can't possibly do that type of thing. They're coming in to tell me to tell you, yes, you can. And you've been called to do this special process. You've been called for this special purpose, and they want you to step out in that. They want you to have the confidence. They want you to have the peace within yourself to know. There's that know that you know that you know again coming in, that you can do that, that you have been called to do that. You've been asked to do that. It's been set into motion before you were even brought down in human form. And I don't mean brought down as a derogatory negative statement, but from the transition of being in the home location of home place to having a human experience. They're showing me that the insight was given to you, you were guided and led and directed to possibly pick up and do A, B, C, D. And you looked at it and you said, I can't do that. I'm not that intelligent. I don't have this right. Maybe my speech isn't exactly perfect. I don't have the most flowery way to present something. I don't have the most this, that, or the other thing. So you've second-guessed yourself and you've backed away. And your guides are wanting me to tell you, you've been asked to do this. You've been shown that you can do this. You're not listening, and they want you to start listening. They want you to start moving forward with this. They want you to have faith in yourself, have faith in your own abilities. Know that you can do this because it's what you've come to do. It's part of your path. It's part of your purpose. They're giving me an example of someone who possibly is looking for a way to improve their financial status, improve their financial situation, and they're not being able to break through in their normal manner, in their normal way of doing things, and you've been led to do something different, but you feel like you can't do it. You don't have enough expertise. Nobody's going to listen to you. All of that is that voice that you want to turn around and tell it to take a hike and say, yes, I can. I can do this. I have the ability to do this. My guides have shown me I can do this. Know it and move forward with it. Go forward with a positive vibration on it. They are wanting me to tell you that if you don't get on it because this action needs to be done, there is another who will pick it up and do it, which is not an escape route for you. You're just going to miss out on a huge blessing from it. You're going to miss out from the experience, the beauty of the experience within this as well, that it's really important for you to pick up your role, pick up your place, pick up your piece of where you're at, and move forward with that. I have another energy that has come in, and this energy is showing me that they have a message for Michelle, Melissa, that they want to express such gratitude and love and thank you for the care and the love that you gave to them as they were in their transitioning place. Apparently this person, they're showing me that they actually needed caregiving before they stepped. And they want me to share with you the thanks that they have for the fact that you stayed there and you helped them and you were there holding their hand through much of this time period, of much of this transitional period. I have another gentleman who, he had a great love for outdoors. He had a great love for being out in the woods and in the natural settings, out in the environment. And this gentleman had, as he was out hiking, he had literally just sat down and everything just shut down and he passed. He was older, said he lived a long, wonderful life. He wants his family to know that he's still very much a part of their lives. He still comes in and visits. He still enjoys going for the hikes in the woods with a granddaughter now, not because they're his family. He passed a number of years ago. He was older. His children were older at the time of his passing. So this is one of his grandchildren that he is enjoying through her eyes, the excitement she feels and expresses and experiences things in the outdoors like he did. And he's really, really spending time with her, really working to encourage her and help her on her path. I have another energy that's come in and is saying, tell my family this one. Share this with my family and they're going to know who it is that it's me that I'm coming through. Apparently, this person, when they were alive, had a great love for baked beans. I don't know why they're so excited about sharing this message of baked beans. It's kind of like when he was alive, he would have made the statement. He would have made the statement, you know, the one thing I'm going to miss when I get to heaven is I'm going to miss the baked beans. He's sharing this message so that those that are hearing that know him, who he is, that you have peace of heart to know that we've made a connection with him, that we've brought the message forward that he's home, everything's fine, and he's also wanting me to let you know that life was fun. He really enjoyed the excitement and the journey of his life, that life was fun, and that he wants to let you know he was blessed to have been a part of the life path that was a part of all of your life paths as well. I'm hearing that to share with you the little signal words or something that you want to create with one another, little messages you want to create with one another so that down the road and in time, and as you're working with one another and you pass. For example, when a spouse passes, when a parent passes, when a child passes, if you create a little secret word, a secret message, a secret event, that type of thing, that when you hear that, you're going to know, or if you smell a certain fragrance, you're going to know that they're there, that they've become a part of you, that you're making that spiritual memory, you're making that spiritual connection, so that when you do get together and you do hear from them, it's a validation to you. It's a way that you can know that they're truly coming through. They're wanting me to share that with a number of you because some of you have sat back and asked that question. How can I know that my mom has made it home? How can I know that my aunt is with me? How can I know that this or the other thing? If you create something, they're going to remember that. And it might take them a little while to bring it forward, but they will. They'll bring it in. It'll happen. It's like when a certain people I get that'll come and visit for me on a personal level, I'll get a fragrance. I'll get a sense. I'll get a certain memory of a certain thing will come forward. Let me give you a few examples of what I'm trying to express here is, for example, when I pass, my children will know that a certain fragrance that they smell is a fragrance that I'm bringing to them. And the fragrance is one that you're going to get through. There's no real physical reason for it to be there, but for some reason you're smelling it. For some reason you're able to smell it. And that's one of the things that you can bring in. Or maybe you have something that's like a keepsake type of a situation that I'm for some reason I'm hearing Winnie the Pooh. If you wanted to make a connection with a loved one and know that this loved one is on the other side, you'll get a Winnie the Pooh thing, or maybe you'll hear the Winnie the Pooh song, or they'll all of a sudden a commercial will come on the TV or something like that, or somebody will talk to you about it. Those are little signs and symbols and things that we can set up that will help us to know that we've got a connection with somebody who's gone to the other side that had a special vibration to it. It had a special meaning to it. And they're wanting me to encourage us to do that so that we can have that kind of communication. We can have that kind of a message to have the awareness and the knowledge. I have a feeling that someone is preparing to transition, and that's why this message is coming through, is you've asked the question, how can I know that so-and-so has made it home? And then the other question on the other end of that is, how can I let people know that I've made it home? And the answer to that is creating little keys, creating little cues that can be shared, can be expressed, can be experienced. And it's something only between you and a select few. Only you and a handful of people that are going to be affected by it are going to even know what it's about, even know what it's happening for. For example, I'm for some reason, I'm caught in Winnie the Pooh land because I'm now hearing Tigger, that there's someone who's coming through with a message to say, Tell my family that Tigger stopped in. Tell my family that Tigger stopped in. Those are the importances of having those little cue words, having those little cue things that you can become aware of and know because of having pre-established it, is what they're saying. I'm seeing someone who is or has been or did do laundry through a wringer washer. I'm seeing a wringer washer, and I'm seeing the back of a person. This person has on a pair of jeans and a T-shirt that is actually tucked in, and your hair is fairly short. I'm not seeing the front of the person. I will try to energetically connect with this, but I'm seeing somebody who's working with a wringer washer and putting the clothes through the wringer and then into the different vats. And this person is saying, I worked extremely hard through my life. This was one of the ways I supported myself and took care of myself. Tell my family I love them. Tell my family that I love them. I'm also hearing that there's a person who is standing at a place where they're feeling overwhelmed because they've been out on a camping trip, they've been out doing different things, and now they're at home, and they have all of these details that are just piled up. They're just like the laundry is stacked, you know, all the bedding out of your camping and all of your clothes from your camping and your traveling and things, the requirements of the household duties. It's just like mounded in front of you today, and you're just kind of standing there thinking, oh, I've got to do all of this. The message that I'm told to share with you is that you eat an elephant one bite at a time, that you can't do everything at once, so don't put that expectation on yourself. Even though, yes, you do need to accomplish a lot of the details and you need to accomplish a lot of the things that you're doing, they also want you to know that you can't do it all at once. You can't put all of this laundry into one washer at one time. Do it load by load, take it bit by bit, piece by piece, and don't be overwhelmed if you have to. Do a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, maybe not finish it all today, but maybe, you know, take your time and enjoy the process, enjoy the beauty of it. There's someone that they're really caught in this laundry thing. There's someone who loves to hang their clothes out, that they so enjoyed the freshness of that with their linens and their bedding, that they would constantly hang their bedding out. And that they're wanting to say, enjoy the simpleness in doing this work that you're doing, enjoying getting the things caught up and the details caught up with your laundry and that type of thing. Take time to hang them out. Take up time to let the breeze leave a beautiful fragrance in them, that beautiful fragrance, that fall air that within your linens, within your bedding. They're just really expressing to enjoy the job and the tasks that are at hand in front of you rather than being overwhelmed and feeling like it's too much. They're really wanting you to know that the task isn't a burden, but the task is a gift of love, and see it as a gift of love and express it as a gift of love for yourself and for others that are going to be blessed with you having taken the time to do these tasks and to do these chores. I have a young man whose energy has come in, and he apparently passed on a motorcycle. There was a motorcycle accident, and he is showing me looking out over a hillside that he drove up over an area that's like an overlook. I'm seeing him on like a little dirt overlooking on a hillside, and it's looking out over a city. That this person had ridden their motorcycle up to this outlook point, and it was while they were up on this outlook point that they were actually killed, that they actually passed on this place and in this place. You have often wondered if this person had their life taken from them, or if they took their own life. There's somebody who's trying to figure out how this person passed. This person was shot. This person was shot by a bypassing car. It was done out of stupidity. It was done out of it was not because someone was looking out there to kill him. It's not because someone was out there He hadn't made somebody angry. He hadn't done a bad drug deal. He hadn't done a lot of these other things that have been thrown up and at you. And he is wanting you to know he had no idea who it was who shot him. He had no idea. He had just gone up there to have some quiet time, to have some time to himself, that the situation and stresses that had happened within his relationship caused him the need to just have some time of alone and quiet. He did not do this to himself. There was the question of whether or not he did, because there was never a gun found at the site. He's wanting me to tell you that he was sitting there enjoying the scenery of looking out over the city, seeing the city lights, seeing the beauty, and that a car drove by, and as the car drove by, somebody out of the rear passenger window opened fire and shot him. It was just kind of one of those, they're just shooting, they're not real, they weren't aiming at him, but they were just shooting, and he got caught with one of the stray bullets, and they just kept going, they never stopped, and that was how he passed. He is showing me the car was a sedan. The vehicle is I don't want to say a brown or a tan, but kind of that in between tan and brown, and that there were approximately 6 young men in the car. The one that pulled the trigger that was looking out the window was probably about 17 years of age, and dark hair, about kind of cut around. The features of it kind of lay around the side of his face. Dark hair, darker skin toned. And they were just out joyriding. They were just out doing and being and being kids is what I'm hearing. But he wants you to know the piece of this is that he did not kill himself, that yes, he was depressed, and yes, he was upset about the loss of his relationship, but that he wants you to know that this was something, it was not an accident, it was done by a drive-by situation, and that even though things in his life all would have appeared to that it could have been a bad drug deal, that he could have been depressed and done it to himself. That's not the situation. That's not how he passed. He wants you to be aware of that. And that I'm not necessarily getting that there's ever going to be a way for you to get a resolution or a solution to this, because of the way that he passed and because they were the only people there that day. I almost want to say that the people, the young men that were in this car, were not necessarily aware of the fact that he was shot and killed. That they were just kids out having a joyride, and they got themselves into this situation, but don't even realize what they had done. They never stopped. They never is what the energy of it that he is expressing with me to share with you is that they didn't know, and that's why they didn't stop to help him. That's why they didn't. Had they possibly known, they probably would have been totally engulfed in fear, but by now somebody would have spoken. Somebody would have come forward and said, you know, we did this, or he did that, or something like that. But there's really not, I'm hearing that there is not really a way for you to go back and find these people. There's really not anything evidence-wise that can be taken or used because of the way it happened and the manner whereby which it happened. He wants you to know he had a wonderful life and that he enjoyed his life to the fullest, and that life was very blessed. I hate breaking connection with him, but I do see that we're coming to the top of the hour. If you have a loved one that had passed in that manner and you would possibly like to find out more information, please send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com and we'll try to make more connection with him and maybe get you some more answers and some more insight into this. And when I do little question answers and that type of thing, I don't mind doing that for you. I don't mind spending time helping you try to solve some of these situations. Well, I can see we're coming up to the top of the hour. I have so enjoyed being with you today. I've so enjoyed sharing the messages from those who are across the veil, from the masters, the teachers, the guides, the angels, and our loved ones who are on the other side. Remember, don't stress the small stuff. And until next week, may your life be blessed with love, joy, happiness, and I'll be seeing you in a couple days.